Iraq may have chilly relations with Iran right now, but one observer thinks that may change. Hadi Samati is a professor of political science at the University of Tehran. That's a city where many Iraqi exiles once lived. In Saddam Hussein's time, Iran was either an ally or a home for Iraqi opposition leaders, including Ibrahim al-Jafari, the leading candidate for prime minister. Hadi Samati thinks those connections may affect the two countries' future relations.
It seems that all circumstances are leading to an end to a hostile three-decade relationship between Iran and Iraq. Both sides tend to be moving in that direction, in that having a better relationship.
It's a complicated situation, though, because, of course, you have U.S. forces in Iraq, you have great American interests inside Iraq, and you will have for a number of years to come, and the U.S. has taken a strong position against Iran.
Yeah, I think this is ironic that Saddam Hussein, the number one enemy of Iran, was eliminated by the U.S. forces. So a long-time security threat to Iran has been eliminated. The U.S., I think, is there also as a source of threat for Iranians, as they see it. So I think the transformation in Iraq into a more stable and somewhat functioning democracy will help reduce some of Iranian fears of American presence.
The Bush administration would like to see Iraq as something of a threat, if I may put it that way, to the Iranian leadership, simply because it's a democratically elected government, and the Iranian leadership, although there are elections, it's much more of a theocracy. Is it seen as a threat in that way?
I don't think that people see it as a threat, really. Even the hardcore conservatives in Tehran probably don't see it as a threat, ultimately. My take is usually that I actually see as a positive development, in the sense that these two, Iranian government, Iranian-style government, and the Iraqi stable functioning democracy, if it actually becomes a full-fledged democracy, will reinforce each other. Iraqi experience will have a moderating influence on Iran, and Iran will have an influence inside Iraqi politics.
You said that Iran may have influence inside Iraqi politics. An extreme version of that is one of the nightmare scenarios that people raise for Iraq, that Iraq will end up doing Iran's bidding or becoming a theocracy.
It is, in my judgment, highly unlikely for two reasons. First and foremost, the Shiite coalition that have won the election have experienced and lived in Iran, and I think they matured along the way, looking at Iran as an example and see the failures and the problems that Iran has, and I think they are much more realistic in that they don't seem to be lunging for a religiously structured governance, at least. And secondly, I think for the very fact that Iraq is a very different place, they have to work with all other groups to be more inclusive, to make it work.
As we're talking, you're smiling a little bit. You seem, as an Iranian, to be rather happy about the prospect of Iraqis and Iranians getting along together more closely than they have in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand why that might be a cause of concern to some U.S. policymakers?
I think U.S. policymakers are, yeah, naturally, I can understand them. I can put myself in their place and realize how concerned they might be. This is a strategic shift in terms of regional geopolitics. This is the first time that you have a sort of empowering Shia identity. And it may have large impact across the borders in terms of, again, cultural awakening and political awakening in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, in Lebanon already, the Shiites are there as a significant force. The U.S. government should be careful, because this not ought to create a phobia of the Shia resurgence, that Shiites are coming. If it is handled carefully, in my judgment, this is one of those historical moments that could actually transform the region.
We've been talking to Hadi Samati. He's currently a visiting public policy scholar at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you.